At the National Advanced Biofuels Conference and Expo, I'm visiting with Joe Jobe with the National Biodiesel Board. And Joe, good to see you here on the first panel this morning. What's a key takeaway that you wanted people to have from your comments here this morning?
Well, good morning, Chuck, and thanks for being here. As always, you do a great job covering these events. It was a great panel this morning. Had a nice, compact group. The serious business people are here now. And one of the key takeaways that we have is that, the biofuels industry, particularly advanced biofuels, that's what this conference is about, is beleaguered. We've been under attack by uncertain policy signals, but we need to keep up the fight, absolutely keep up the fight, and double down on the fight. We need to get more of our message out there. We need to get more involved in policy advocacy. We need to get the RFS working again, the way that we demonstrated it can work well and create stable energy policy. Last year, we had the biggest year ever. Biodiesel went from just over a billion gallons in 2012 to just under 2 billion gallons in 2013. We really demonstrated that advanced biofuels are here, exceeded the goals of the advanced biofuel volumes, and then we had this, devastating proposed rule that has gone on for a year now. We are cautiously optimistic that we're going to have something here within the next few weeks, and that it will be positive, that we can move forward from there. But we're going to continue to get attacked, and we've got to step up our advocacy efforts.
Yeah, that message came through loud and clear this morning. Now, let's look ahead, because the National Biodiesel Conference is scheduled to take place in January. Tell us where you're going to be, when, and why we should be there.
Well, it's our 12th annual conference, and we keep getting better and better. And it's in Fort Worth, January 20th in Fort Worth. We've got a great conference that's coming together. It really is a place for anybody that is at any way involved in the biodiesel industry. It's where they come to do business. And we try to make it very valuable, very substantive in terms of the content, but also create an environment where people can come and do business. It's a very substantial part of the year's book of business is done at the annual conference, and so that's a good thing, and we continue to grow and improve on it.
It's been an evolution as we've seen throughout all of the renewable energy sector in the last decade. So like you said, that conference has kind of gone through an evolution from the early days.
Well, yeah, if you look at new industries and particularly any kind of biofuel industry, but really any new industry, we had a kind of growth curve that included sort of a gold rush time period where there were a lot of tire kickers that were coming in and trying to figure out how they could make it rich in a certain sector. And now, it's gotten down to the serious business people and a lot less just tire kickers or folks that, are less serious about it. And so it actually makes it more valuable as a conference attendee, because you don't have to weed through, who are the serious business folks and who aren't. All the serious business folks are there.
Well, that is the experience that we've had and seen and been able to report on now for a number of years. We're looking forward to being there again. Anything else right now that NBB is involved in terms of some of your work and priorities? I mean, obviously, federal policy's high up there, but anything else you might want to mention before we close?
Well, we're here in Minnesota, and state policy continues to be important. And here in Minnesota, they just completed the successful implementation of B10 statewide. Minnesota, of course, was the first statewide biodiesel requirement, B2, back in 2003. And it's evolved and grown. You know, it was kind of interesting that back in 2003, the opponents of biodiesel were out there saying, "Oh my gosh, you can't do this. There'll be children on a school bus stranded on the railroad tracks if you do this, and there will be warranty issues and cold flow issues and all these terrible things." And none of that happened, of course. And they said it again when they went to B5, and none of that happened. And they said it again when it went to B10, and none of that happened. And so, you know, we've got a track record of being responsible and credible, you know. And so, and we've got a group of great stakeholders up here in Minnesota that get it: the Minnesota Biodiesel Council, the Minnesota Soybean Growers, the Minnesota Lung Association, and others. You know, just you know, the Minnesota Department of Commerce and Agriculture. It's a great group of stakeholders. They truly are leaders for advanced biofuels for the country. And so just wanted to acknowledge them and the role, the continued role that state policy also has.
Yeah, we heard that in a question today, just about the continuing importance of being active on a state level with your legislators, as well as at the federal. Here from Minneapolis, I'm Chuck Zimmer.
I'm